Now, it's over to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey. But first, let's take a look at today's headlines.
Díaz Canel says Cuba always will pay tribute to the victims of state terrorism.
Venezuelan president says social productive ties with Russia stronger than ever.
Italy presents award to Havana's historian Eusebio Leal.
And Havana's archbishop officially named cardinal.
Now for the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel proclaimed on October 6 that Cuba will always pay tribute to the 73 mortal victims of the terrorist attack that took place 43 years ago against a Cubana Airlines commercial airplane off the coast of Barbados. The president wrote on Twitter, "We have historical memory and we demand justice." On Sunday, October 6th, there was a pilgrimage in Colon Cemetery to commemorate the Day of the Victims of State Terrorism, established in Cuba following the attack on the Cuban aircraft. Floral wreaths were sent by Communist Party leader Raúl Castro and President Miguel Díaz-Canel. Speaking at the commemoration, Cubana Airlines Captain Alessier Romero stated that the action against the DC-8 was planned by Cuban-born terrorists Luis Posada and Orlando Bosch, and carried out by Venezuelans Hernan Ricardo and Freddy Lujo. He added that those involved belonged to the United States Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA. Posada and Bosch never paid for that crime and lived in freedom until their deaths in Miami, despite the demands for justice on the part of the families of the 73 victims, 57 Cubans, 11 Guyanese, and 5 North Koreans. State terrorism against Cuba has claimed 3,478 deaths and left more than 2,000 Cubans incapacitated.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says that diplomatic relations and social productive commitments with Russia are stronger than ever. The announcement was made in Caracas after holding a meeting with Russian Deputy Prime Minister Yuri Borisov, who, on behalf of President Vladimir Putin, reaffirmed his country's commitment to diplomatic strengthening and bilateral cooperation. About relations with Russia, President Nicolas Maduro said, "We have created new ventures in technology transfer, as well as the cooperation of Russian companies in national production, and we have renewed all advisory, support, and technical military contracts." The head of Venezuelan state also said that new agricultural projects are coming with Russian technology and advice, which will be the basis for increased food production in the South American nation. Referring to the economic war waged by the United States against Venezuela, the Venezuelan head of state said that in the coming days, there will be announcements for the protection of Venezuelan workers. He said, "We are at war, and that is why many things cannot be communicated at this time, but the news will be good."
The 2019 Rotondi Prize for Art Preservation, awarded by the Italian state, has been awarded to Eusebio Leal Spengler, historian of the city of Havana. The award was given in recognition of his work on behalf of the rehabilitation of the Cuban capital and preservation of the heritage of the Cuban nation. The ambassador of Cuba in Italy, José Carlos Rodríguez, received the award on behalf of Eusebio Leal from the Undersecretary of State for Economic Development of Italy. The award ceremony coincided with celebrations of the Days of Cuban Culture in Italian cities from October 3rd to October 31st.
Pope Francis elevated the Archbishop of Havana, Monsignor Juan de la Caridad Garcia, to cardinal in a ceremony held Saturday at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican. Garcia, whose appointment had been announced by the pontiff on September 1st, was one of 13 new cardinals and one of the then cardinals under 80 years of age who are eligible for participation in a future conclave. He also is one of the two Latin Americans to be so elevated, along with Guatemalan Álvaro Leonel Ramazzini Imeri. After his official appointment, Monsignor Garcia, who assumes the position of new Cuban cardinal after the death of Jaime Ortega, asked the Cuban church to continue being faithful, realizing the wonder of faith, hope, and charity, and persevering in this long but at the same time beautiful path.
And you've tuned in to Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast here on FM, shortwave, and online. Now back to the news with Lena and Charles.
North Korea's top negotiator announced over the weekend that working-level nuclear talks in Sweden between officials from Pyongyang and Washington had broken off, dashing prospects for an end to months of stalemate. The North's chief nuclear negotiator, Kim Mong-gil, who spent much of the day in talks with an American delegation, cast the blame on what he portrayed as U.S. inflexibility, saying that the other side's negotiators would not give up their old viewpoint and attitude. "The negotiations have not fulfilled our expectations and finally broke off," Kim told reporters outside the North Korean embassy, speaking through an interpreter. The meeting at an isolated conference center on the outskirts of Stockholm was the first formal working-level discussion since U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met in June and agreed to restart negotiations that stalled after a failed summit in Vietnam in February. On Saturday evening, negotiator Kim accused the United States of having no intention of solving the country's difficulties through dialogue. But he said that a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula was still possible.
The United Nations Verification Mission in Colombia has published a report stating that at least 52 former members of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, have been killed this year, 24 of them between June 27th and September 26th. Since the signing of the peace agreement in November 2016, the mission has verified 147 homicides, 12 disappearances, and 21 attempted homicides, the report said. It also notes that the attacks on social leaders and human rights defenders remain a matter of great concern. So far this year, social organizations and Colombian state institutions have registered at least 123 murders of activists and social leaders. With regards to this report, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres recalled that the vast majority of former FARC guerrilla fighters have embraced the peace process. They are participating in the peace process, developing positive efforts in collaboration with local communities, attending academic studies, participating in local politics, and creating opportunities for their families, Guterres said. He recalled the comprehensive implementation of the peace agreement. According to the Agency for Reincorporation and Standardization, 13,022 former FARC fighters have participated in the peace process.
The president of the Russian company Sinara, Anton Zubikin, said Sunday in Havana that his company will invest more than 200 million euros in the modernization of Cuban railways. Zubikin explained on national television that there is a comprehensive contract for the supply of 75 locomotives, of which 51 are already in the country, and that in 2020, another 19 will arrive. He said that next year, Cuba will receive 80 railroad passenger trolleys of 300 that will be supplied. In addition, 200 workers from the Cuban Railway Union have received training in European companies and on the island. Sinara is participating in a project for the rehabilitation and modernization of the railway infrastructure through a contract worth 1.8 billion euros, covering the country's three main lines, including the central line linking the Cuban capital and the eastern province of Santiago de Cuba.
Carrying a banner reading, "We are all on the same boat," hundreds of Italian human rights defenders and social activists toured the streets of Lampedusa to pay tribute to the memory of 368 refugees and migrants who perished in a shipwreck on October 3, 2013, and all others who have lost their lives during sea crossings. The Italian National Day of Remembrance and Reception was established by law in 2016 to honor 368 refugees and migrants who died in a shipwreck off Lampedusa, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees stated. While the absolute number of people who have died attempting crossing to Europe has dropped sharply since that year, 2013, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees explained that the number of lives being lost has risen. Earlier this week, we passed the tragic milestone of more than 1,000 people dying at sea in 2018, the majority of those on the route between Libya and Europe, the agency said, arguing that since 2014, more than 15,000 people have perished on the central Mediterranean trying to reach safety.
Once more, our headlines for today.
Díaz Canel says Cuba always will pay tribute to the victims of state terrorism.
Venezuelan president says social productive ties with Russia stronger than ever.
Italy presents award to Havana's historian Eusebio Leal.
And Havana's archbishop officially named cardinal.